today's international report, we go to Kenya, where human rights organizations in the country's coastal region have raised the alarm bell over rising numbers of child abuse cases. They have condemned the police and judiciary for failing to resolve the crimes on time, thus denying the victims justice. According to the Haki Yetu organization, which deals with children's rights in the region, rights workers have noted a very high number of child abuse cases. It has been a challenge for the Kenyan courts to contend with such an increase in cases involving children. Our correspondent Joseph Jira has this report from Mombasa.
These are young innocent children playing. They are a sign of blessings to our family and society. But in the coastal Kenya, some have been living a different life after being the victims of sexual abuse. Trisa Gashero, an advocate with Haki Yetu organization, says rising numbers of defilement cases and other child abuse cases have left many children traumatized and unable to give evidence. She adds that most of them fear testifying while the perpetrators are present in court, as they think they might be attacked again.
In Coast Region, we are experiencing very high rates of defilement cases and other abuses for children. And it is a challenge for the courts to be able to present the cases and to proceed with cases because our children are traumatized. When they come to court, they cannot give evidence. So we have to give adjournments after adjournments, hence delay of justice.
The Haki Africa Human Rights Organization in Mombasa says these cases have had a major negative impact on the lives of children in the society, and some members of the community have not been reporting such cases to the relevant authorities. Haki Africa's Deputy Director Salma Hemed says they have documented over 36 cases of child abuse in coastal Kenya in the first 3 months of this year, but they believe there are more cases unreported.
Haki Africa wishes to raise concerns over the continued violence against children in various parts of urban center in the coast. In the last 2 months, since January 2019, Haki Africa has documented over 36 cases of child violence. These 36 cases are spread among the 6 counties, 20 in Mombasa, 5 in Kwale, 6 in Kilifi, 2 in Lamu, and 3 in Taita Taveta. The cases varies from defilement, sodomy, child labor, and assault. We are further concerned that the children are being assaulted in education institutions, including schools, madrasas, and Sunday schools.
As a result, the Haki Yetu organization has modified witness protection boxes with special glass and distributes them to various courts in the coastal region of Kenya. They hope this will help children testify in confidentiality, even if the accused person is present in court. Trisa Gashero says these boxes will help a lot and should speed up the hearing of cases involving child victims.
The child witness protection boxes are going to help our children be able to testify in cases that they have. Our boxes are very unique because we have a special glass, meaning that a child can give evidence in court without knowing that the accused person is in court. Instead, the child can only see a reflection of herself or himself.
Mombasa High Court lawyer Gunga Mwinga admits that there has been a delay in hearing and ruling of child abuse cases due to fear preventing witnesses from giving their account in court. He says the government should invest more in the Witness Protection Agency to enable people testify in court without fear of victimization.
Tumeona katika kesi hizi za defilement kama vile zinajulikana mahakamani.
We have seen in these defilement cases, as they are commonly known in court, some witnesses are afraid of giving their accounts in the court proceedings. So it's up to the government to make sure the Witness Protection Agency has been looked into, because if a witness is not sure that whatever he or she is going to say in court, the accused will not attack him afterwards, then he will speak the truth.
According to statistics from the International Center for Reproductive Health, Mombasa County has been recording the highest number of cases involving the abuse of minors. According to the center, Mombasa record an average of 2 defilement survivors every day. and up to 8 survivors during weekends. Saida Mwinyi, a nurse in charge of gender-based violence recovery center at the Coast General Hospital, says most victims have been living in pain after such incidents.
Majority of our survivors are between the age of 12 to 17 years. Survivors attending to here are below the age of 18. 3/4 of the survivors are below the age of 18.
For now, human rights organizations are working close with police, children's charities, and county governments to make sure the community is sensitized in protecting children's rights and reporting abuse cases to relevant authorities for action to be taken against the perpetrators. For RFI in Mombasa, Kenya, I am Joseph Jira.